started another 3-4, but Matt was saying that sometimes they, you know, show them some four-man fronts and so forth.
Yeah. Anytime Rex works with a defense and coordinates a defense, it's very multiple. He has it based out of a 3-4 in terms of what's in the depth chart, but they can line up in 4-3, 3-4. They have a nickel package. They have a dime package. They'll even have a quarter package. So it's very multiple, but it is based out of a three-down set. And their front seven is very good. They've, as I said yesterday, they got four first-round draft picks in the front seven.
So the challenge for your line is to identify when they morph in and out of those?
Without a doubt. We have to be on top of our identification. And if you're on top of it, then you're going to be able to put a hat on a hat. And if not, then you're going to have the potential of having some free runners. So it's going to be imperative that we do a good job of identifying and communicating the personnel groupings that they present.
Could you talk about OC's play over the first quarter of the season?
I thought OC's shown a lot of leadership to the young guys on our football team. Had a really impressive game against the Miami Dolphins in terms of rushing the passer. I think he's been very solid as a run defender as well.
Mike, when you talk about communication on the other side of the ball, is it any more important? I'm sure it's always important, but when you've got so many moving pieces on defense, a combination of youth and players that are new to the team and the linebacking core and so forth, is communication any more or less important depending on the newness of players?
It's probably just as important, and it's probably going to be a little bit more difficult on the defensive side of the ball simply because we're going to be dealing with crowd noise, which will make it a little bit more complicated. But we also have some new pieces that will be playing that haven't been with us as long as some of the other guys. So we're going to have to make sure that we have a package that fits our least denominator. And what I mean by that is the guy that's been around the least amount of time. So we're going to have to make sure that we're on top of what we're asking our guys to do.
Coach, how do you think Tony's kind of handled that bracket coverage where they try to jam him up on the line?
Well, that's something that Tony's used to getting a lot of resources. I thought for the double coverage he saw last week, he had a pretty darn good game. Tony's hard to stop, and he's been doing it for a long time, so he knows all the tricks.